What's going on, people? Welcome to the 12th Man Talk Show. I am your host, Nahominio.
Thank you. You're far too kind.
Arsenal 5, Everton 1. Comfortable battering at the Emirates for Everton. Arsenal were amazing, man. Quality, I mean, but before I'm going to talk about Arsenal, I just need to just say, man, Everton deserve a minus point for the way they defended in that first half. I mean, that was so amateur. Shocking. You know what I mean? But let's not let anything take away from the Arsenal's performance, man. And they were awesome in the first half. Like, it's been a long time since they've impressed me like that, if I'm being real. Combinations and the pace within the team were top shelf. Aubameyang, he was devastating with his running. Running in behind constantly, like linking up with Ozil, Iwobi and Mickey. Now, obviously I'm a Man United fan, so the first thing I'm going to talk about is Mkhitaryan. So he's decided to turn up for Arsenal on his home debut. Like, 3 assists and generally a great performance showing what he's all about. Like, all the hassling and hurrying and tracking back, as well as all the quality on the ball, the little 1-2s and combinations, the dribbles, the runs. He was brilliant for them yesterday. I mean, congratulations to him, man. Now, I am happy for him. Now, as much as I was fed up with him at Man United and really did want him out, now he could be better for Arsenal, where he's going to have more license to do what he likes. I mean, we all know, really, that number 10s aren't really allowed to play as attackers under Jose Mourinho. So this might work out great for him. But that being said, though, this guy needs to calm down with all the sly digs he's been taking at Man United talking about. You know what I mean? Like, he got sold because he's soft in his mentality. And Alexis is better. And let's be real, he was just a bargaining chip. So he needs to relax with all this. I'm at a better team that attacked more now talk. You know what I'm saying to you? Like, fall back in it. Just relax a little bit. Don't forget, you've won more trophies at United than you're going to win in your whole time at Arsenal, right? Just calm down. Now, certain Arsenal fans, like DT at Arsenal Fan TV, they've started talking nonsense about I see more from Mickey in one game than I have in 18 months at United. No, my brother. You saw three trophies in his closet in his first 18 months at United. You ain't seen nothing at your club yet. So relax. It's one game in it. We've seen some top games too. Anyway, let me not get into my feelings anyway. It's a great performance. And as a football purist, I hope he keeps this up and shows that he's a top player consistently. You know, but as a United fan, I hope he doesn't do a De Bruyne and a Salah and become yet another attacking player that manages to escape from Jose and tears up the Premier League. That's Mickey anyway, man. I'm going to move on from him. Aubameyang, a.k.a. Batman, off the mark in his first game. His goal was offside, but what a finish. Now, a little dink over the keeper with his left foot. What a quality finish, man. And he loves that finish. So expect to see that kind of finish a lot more, man. He is a menace, though. Trust me, his speed's outrageous. And his willingness to keep running in behind is relentless, man. His link up with Mickey after their time together at Dortmund as well is only going to benefit Arsenal. And we've already seen that against Everton. So if you throw in the genius that is Ozil into that mix, then they might actually be a real problem. Just kidding, man. Don't be silly, man. They still have Shaka, Mustafi, Bellerin and Cech. They can't ever be a problem with them, man. There. Man, like Rambo with a hat-trick. The guy, you know, Rambo can be a very frustrating player, man. And he definitely does hold the ball for way too long. But there aren't that many midfielders in the Premier League that can get in the box as often as he does. And he's a real goal for it. Like, when he has a good game, he really is good. But the problem is, when he has a bad game, he's trash. And that's that bad game happens more and more often this last couple of years than the good game. You know what I mean? Anyway, Allardyce. Woo! Spitting bars of fire after the game, man. Listen to what some of the things that he said.
It's all right. It's no good playing okay in the second half, getting the goal. And trying to make the score look respectable. It's far too late. It's just pathetic, pathetic first half performance.
I think Allardyce has just realised who he's going to keep in the summer and who he's going to let go. That's how deep that performance was yesterday. It's given the manager all kinds of ideas. Moving on. Anyone see all the hype with Rihanna being at the Arsenal game yesterday and saying that she's a gooner? I mean, these Arsenal fans are getting so excited, and it's sad because their players are also getting way too excited. Now, other fans, we like to celebrate trophies. Arsenal fans seem to like to celebrate celebrities supporting their team. Well, you know what? At least now I know what the inspiration to this song was. Anyway, get at me, people, man. Peace out for now, man. Holler me on my socials at Nahominio, at 12 Man Talks. Peace.